right, welcome back to Little Falls Community High School and the second half of our girls-boys doubleheader tonight between these two schools as the Pioneer girls defeat Little Falls by a 54-24 margin. We just had a little brief ceremony. It's Thank Coaches and Advisors Week, sponsored by the Minnesota State High School League here this week. So they brought out a large contingent of coaches, assistants, and advisors here and acknowledged them. So coming up, we've got the boys' half of this doubleheader. As the second meeting of the year between Piers and Little Falls, it was won by Piers 68-64 earlier this season. So the Pioneers will look to sweep the Flyers, but Little Falls will be a tough out tonight. This should be a good ball game here. As we'll be back with the lineups between the Flyers and Pioneers next on You Were There Sports.
Piers Freedom Fest 2020 is right around the corner. Saturday, July 11th, featuring Little Texas.
God bless Texas.
Along with the Shaylo Lee Band and Lindsay L. Plus, next week they'll announce the Freedom Fest headliner. Discounted tickets along with VIPs are on sale now at PiersFreedomFest.com. It's the 8th annual Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 11th. Piers Freedom Fest is brought to you by the Piers Area Commercial Club.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, this game is underway, and Jonah Prokot has scored off the opening tip. And the Pioneers take a quick 2-0 lead. Prokot, who didn't play against Little Falls the first meeting, and the Flyers also did not have Sam Gold available starting forward. He's got the ball in his hands now, guarded by Prokot. Off to Travis Wenzel, lit up the offense with 8 3-pointers the other night. Off to the point, this is Alex Guas. Good 2-pointer. First two for Guas. Then we're tied at 2. Peter Schomer, Brandon Stuckmeyer, Robbie Schaefer, Jonah Prokop, Michael Leidenfrost make up Joe Call's starting five. Here's Stuckmeyer, right side, back out Schomer. Schomer. Off now, Schaefer rotates it for Leidenfrost. Michael lob down low, Prokop too high, too much air underneath the entry pass. And the Flyers get it with 16:45 to play in the opening half. This game's tied at 2. For Little Falls, Travis Wenzel, Alex Guast, Luke Cush, Zach Guast, and Sam Gold. This is Zach Guast working his way. Throws it down to the post for Cush. Cush, fall away against Schaefer. No, Robbie, rebound. And his pass deflected out. No, they're going to say Peter Schomer says Robbie Schaefer's pass was tipped. Referee didn't see it that way, and he awards it to Little Falls. So the Flyers will inbounds Guast in front of Joe Call. Gets it in to Alex Guast. Guast at the point. Into Gold. Gold posting up. Now back out. Wenzel three. Too hard. Long rebound. Tracked down by Alex Guast, and he loses it out of bounds. Piers will get the ball with 16-12 to play. Schomer will bring it up, guarded by Wenzel. Peter moved into third on the all-time team scoring list. Recently, here's Prokot posting up, got Kush off his feet, and draws a foul. Kush will pick up the foul. Prokot will shoot a pair. So here comes the free throw for Jonah, the first of two for the junior, and that one is long, no good. So we're still tied at two, just over 2 minutes into the ball game. Free throw is around and off, and the rebound for the Flyers. So we remain tied at two. Here comes Luke Kush, up ahead now to Guast in the corner. This is Alex Guast. Down to Wenzel, guarded by Leidenfrost, to the point. Drifting back out to the left side is Zach Guast. Guast on Schomer. Kush on a little jump hook, no rebound inside. Gold lost, foul. Either Schaefer or Prokot here. And it's on 24, Jonah Prokot. Jonah's first, and shooting is Sam Gold. And the Flyers take a 3-2 lead. First point for Sam Gold. 15 and a half to play. Gold for the second. Off. Rebound Flyers. Pioneers give up another opportunity, and it's a three-pointer. Alex Guast makes the Pioneers pay for not cleaning up the glass. He's got five already. Stuckmeyer long three. That's no. Rebound Prokot on the left side. Jonah trying to draw Kush off his feet. Kush, good job staying where he was at. Here's Schomer driving, throwing it inside for Schaefer. And we got a held ball, Flyer ball. 15:06 to go. Here comes Zach Trout and Noah Sakala in. And Brandon Stuckmeyer and Robbie Schaefer are coming out. Six to two, Little Falls by four. Alex Guast jogs it up court, now guarded by Noah Sakala. Into the post for Kush, back for Guast. Guast from the corner over Schomer, short. Rebound tracked down by Noah. He feeds it off to Schomer. Quickly ahead of Leidenfrost, back into the hands of Peter Schomer. Now it's three-pointer. Michael, yes, Leidenfrost buried it. First points for Michael, 6-5. This is Zach Guast out for Luke Kush, top of the key against Prokot. Rotating around is Alex Guast against Sakala. Man-to-man, dribble drive. Leaner inside, good. Alex Guast feeling it early, 7 points. 8-5 Flyers. Nate Miller, coach of the Flyers. Joe Call, coach of the Pioneers. Leidenfrost stopped his dribble. Finds Prokot, he'll launch three, good! Jonah over Kush! And Prokot's got five, and we are tied at eight. Schomer defending on the ball against Zach Guast. It was a 68-64 final in Pierce. Guast pull up, free throw line, he's got two more. Alex Guast already with nine. Timeout. Little Falls uses a timeout. It is 10-8 Flyers early here in Little Falls.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
Little Falls took the timeout. They've got a 10-8 lead over Piers as Schomer, Prokot, Trout, Leidenfrost, and Sakala on the floor. Wenzel guarding Schomer. Comes inside, and Prokot's pass intended for Trout. Out of bounds. Turnover to the Flyers. And here comes Little Falls with Zach Guast. Alex Guast already with 9 of his team's 10. To the corner, Guast. And Trout will be called for a blocking foul up front. Zach picks up the first of his night. Second Pioneer foul. And here comes Brandon Stuckmeyer back in. Stuckmeyer for Trout. 13:24 to go. Little Falls 10, Piers 8. Backcourt throw in for Alex Guas, guarded by Brandon Stuckmeyer. Brandon, the Pioneers' best on-ball defender. Guas still going on Sakala. Out top. Also into the lineup now is Patrick Brisk for the Flyers. Three-pointer is good by Wenzel. Wenzel hits a three from the corner, and it's 13-8. 5 minutes into the game. Flyers by 5. Remember, in Piers, Little Falls jumped out to a 9-0 lead. Here's Stuckmeyer, right side, in for Prokot, posting up on his defender. Over for Sakala, well short, saved in, no. Out of bounds to the Flyers. 12:46 remaining in the half. Zach Guas takes the inbounds. Working, got a screen from Cush. Front court down for Wenzel against Leidenfrost. Wenzel goes baseline, cross to the corner. Guas, three-pointer, good! 12 for Alex Guas. 16-8. Here's Stuckmeyer leaning in, and he rolls it off the iron. Here comes Little Falls again with Guas. Guas to the corner. Wenzel wide open, three. No rebound, Little Falls. Guas puts it up. He's contacted, and we've got a foul. Either Sakala or Prokot here. And it's on Noah. Noah gets his first third team foul. Ethan Poser checks in. Riley Check is into the ball game. Robbie Schaefer returns for Noah Sakala. 12-12 to play. Flyers inbounds, baseline left. It comes into the wing to Check. Now to the white-hot Alex Guas. Elevates, mid-range, no. Rebound, whistle, Flyer foul on the loose ball rebound. Ethan Poser called on a push against Peter Schomer. It's Ethan's first, Flyer first. 12 minutes to play. Flyers 16, Pioneers 8. Stuckmeyer got a Schaefer screen. Now Robbie seals to the basket, and he is fouled. This will go on Brisk. Robbie was going to shoot a couple, the 6'4 senior. Patrick Brisk with his first, second Flyer foul. Stops the clock at 11:50 to play in the half. Robbie short. Pioneers 0 for 3 from the line to start here. 16-8 Little Falls. Second for Schaefer. Around and good. That one is in. 16-9. First point for Robbie tonight. And now Alex Guas takes it across midcourt. To the wing. Keeps going. Just dribbled through traffic. And whistle's coming on the Pioneer foul. Nobody stopped the ball, and Guas just kept attacking. Leidenfrost, who tried to jump in late and draw a charge, picks up his first personal fourth team foul. Flyer inbounds. To the corner, Guas, catch and shoot, short, rebound, off, Schomer stays with the Pioneers. Boy, the Pioneers just cannot get a defensive board right now. 16-9, Little Falls, 11:36 to play. Baseline right, throw in coming from Riley Check. Into Luke Cush. Cush goes baseline, got around and threw it away to Leidenfrost. Loops it ahead for Stuckmeyer, but it's picked off by Guas. Here's Guas going, scoring! Alex Guas and a timeout, Pioneers. Alex Guast has led the Flyers to a big 18-9 lead, 11:23 to play here in the first half at Little Falls.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
All right, back to action. The Pioneers commit a turnover. Zach Trout replaces Robbie Schaefer. Now Schomer with a steal. With Guast back, pull-up eight-footer. Peters got two. First points for Schomer tonight. Makes it an 18-11 Flyer lead. 10:55 to go. Alex Guast. Ball in his hand. Stuckmeyer defending him out on the wing. Left side in front of the Pioneer bench. Brisk throws it down low to Poser. Back out. Kush will launch and hit. Kush for three. 20-11 Flyers. 10.5 to play. First points for Luke Kush tonight. Here's Leidenfrost getting a Prokot screen. Now Jonah on the up and under. Left hand off balance. Saved in by the Flyers. And they'll have the ball as Stuckmeyer tipped it out. Two subs coming in. Travis Wenzel is coming back in. Oh, we got Noah. Zach Trout foul. Didn't see that. So Trout has picked up his second. It's the fourth. One, two, fifth team foul on Pierce. Wenzel is coming in now. Sam Gold has returned. Schaefer replaces Trout. 10:19 to go. Pioneer's going to try and pick up some pressure here. Long inbounds. They get just beat the 5 second count in. 21-11. Little Falls by 10. Now it's Riley Check. Down to the corner. Three-pointer for Alex Guast. That one is short. There's Stuckmeyer with a one-handed rebound. Here's Jonah Prokot. Quickly ahead, Leidenfrost. Leidenfrost trying to beat the defense. Goes underneath with a spinner off the window and draws a foul. Reverse layup try by Michael. He'll shoot two. Sam Gold picks up his first of the night. Fourth Little Falls foul. Two for Leidenfrost. Michael hasn't scored. Well, he's hit a three. Now he's got 4 points. Kush is back in. So is Zach Guast. Alex Guast will sit, as will Riley Check for the Flyers. 21-12 with 9:58 to play in the half. Michael's second free throw is good as well. 5 first half points for junior guard Michael Leidenfrost. And here now comes Little Falls back on offense. With Zach Guast. Down to the corner for Wenzel. Guarded by Mike Leidenfrost. Guast. Top of the key. Wenzel again. Quickly down to Kush on the baseline. Wenzel back out front. Pioneers in a zone. 2-3. Skip pass across the way. Gets Wenzel look up and short. Rebound inside. Gold. Gold collects. Shoots. Missed. Rebound tip. Schaefer. Back the other way comes Peter Schomer. 9:25. Schomer. Finds Prokot. Prokot drives the lane. Lost the dribble. Picked up by Sam Gold of Little Falls. 9:15 to go. Quickly ahead come the Flyers. On the baseline. Loose ball. Prokot wrestled it away. Ethan Poser lost the dribble that time. Now Peter Schomer stops inside the three-point line. Gets it down low. Here's Schaefer posting up. They're going to get him on an offensive foul. Schaefer, his first. Pioneer sixth. Guas coming back now for the Flyers with 8:55 to play. Guas works his offense right side to Wenzel, back to Guas. Wenzel right side looking inside for Poser, not there. Goes to Kush on the wing. Gold setting up at the free throw line, asking for the ball, doesn't get it. Wenzel now throws it down to the low post to Ethan Poser. Skip pass for Wenzel. He got the angle on Leidenfrost, floats it up, missed everything, but inside position again. Poser saves it in, but to Michael. Here comes Leidenfrost with four Flyers hustling back. Good job. Schomer, transition three, buried it. Peter, a trailer in rhythm, has five, and it's 21-16. The Pioneers are within five. Now it's Zach Wast in front of the Pioneer bench. 8 minutes to go in a highly entertaining first 10 minutes here. 21-16, Little Falls. Wenzel had a look, passed on it. They work left to right. Kush back out front to Zach Wast. Wast back to Kush. Gold comes over to set a screen on Prokot. Now Wenzel's got it. He'll launch over Stuckmeyer. Off. Rebound inside. Putback is good by Ethan Poser. Poser uses the left hand from about 3 feet out. His first two, and it's 23-16 Flyers. 7:25 to go. Schomer used up his dribble. Almost got caught in a travel there. Here's Stuckmeyer one-on-one with Wenzel. Good defense by Travis, and he threw it away. Kush. Here comes Kush with Leidenfrost back. And Michael draws a foul. Michael second. And it'll be Luke Kush going to the line to shoot a pair with 7:13 to play in the half. 23-16 in favor of Little Falls. Kush tonight with 3 points. Kush had some tape, it looks like, come loose from his shoe. Noah Sakala and Zach Trout prepared to come in. Also somebody for Little Falls at the scorer's table. Two for Kush. Number two, Luke Kush. 6'4 junior. Up, and that one is no good. Alex Guas returns. 14 first half points for Alex Guas of his team's 23. 7:13 to go until half. Guas for the second here. It's on its way, and that one is cleanly through. Luke Kush with four. And now Ryan Stuckmeyer is going to come in for Michael Leidenfrost. 8-point Little Falls lead. Jonah Prokot, Peter Schomer, Noah Sakala, Zach Trout, and Ryan Stuckmeyer on the floor. It's Wenzel, Kush, Gold, Guast, and Guast for the Flyers. Trout for Sakala, right side Prokot. Jonah back for Ryan in front of the Little Falls bench. Trout well out on the floor to Schomer, left side. 6:50 to go. Schomer works his way inside, and a Flyer got a hand on the ball as Schomer took a tumble. It'll stay with the Pioneers. Baseline for Schomer to throw it in. 6:47 on the clock. Peter signals the play call. Trout screens. And the pass thrown away because Prokot, as he was the intended recipient, somebody got his feet tangled up, and now Ryan Stuckmeyer with a nifty little play just flicks that hand out from behind and tips the ball out. Little Falls will keep it. 6:41 to go. 8-point Little Falls lead. Wasp from the baseline. Lobs it out. Alex for Kush. Back to Alex Wasp. Now Zach Wasp. Just to the left of the top. Back to Alex. Drive and dish. Kush against Sakala. Up and off. Rebound to Schomer. Tipped it off to Ryan Stuckmeyer. Lead pass ahead. Here's Jonah Prokot. 6:20 to go. Down for Noah. Into the lane, there's Trout, catch and a foul. Nice entry pass from Noah Sakala to Zach Trout. Results in a Flyer foul. Trout for two coming up. See, you got the whistle. Sam Gold, his second, team's fifth. Zach Trout will shoot a pair. Missed the first. Back in is Patrick Brisk for Gold. 6:17 to play in the half. Flyers 24, Pioneers 16. Little Falls a record of 6-8. Zach missed them both. Guast has the rebound. Back the other way now is Alex Guast. Down to Zach Guast. To Alex again. Right side, Wenzel. Entry to Kush. Floats over Trout. In and out, Prokot. Pulls away the board. Pioneers doing a little better work on the glass now. They were getting beat soundly on the boards early, giving Flyers too many chances. Open look, and there's three more for Jonah. Prokot got a look and hit it from deep. Top of the key, he's got eight to make it a 24-19 game. 5:40 to play. Alex Guast to Wenzel. Now Zach Guast. He'll launch a three. That's long. Trout boxes out on Brisk and has the rebound. Off to Schomer. Now Ryan Stuckmeyer finds Sakala. Back for Schomer against Wenzel. 5:20 to go. Left-hand drive. Here's Peter leaning in, missing. Rebound, Trout. Now Prokot, three. Long rebound, Flyers. Out of traffic, Guast. Alex to the corner for Zach Guast. Back to Alex. Coming up on the five-minute mark. Wenzel over Ryan Stuckmeyer. That is off. Rebound for Prokot. Now the Flyer offense have gone a little quiet here. Prokot right side. Down low, Sakala. One-on-one on the baseline. Doesn't like his chances, so it goes to Schomer. Back to Noah. Now he'll shoot. That's long. Trump battles for the rebound. Brisk knocks it loose. He was on the sideline. Good call by that official. You could just see the foot of Patrick Brisk on the sideline as he contacted the ball, and the whistle came immediately. Trout out, Brandon Stuckmeyer in. Piers down five. They've trailed by as many as 10. Comes into the backcourt to Peter Schomer, the senior guard. Goes right side for Ryan Stuckmeyer. Now for Brandon Stuckmeyer at the top, guarded by Brisk. Back for Ryan, three-pointer. Short, long rebound as Ryan Stuckmeyer got absolutely drilled into the Flyer bench. Joe Call wanted a foul as Zach Guast went to box out, and Joe Call asking the official, how is that not a foul, as Ryan was sent sprawling. 4:27 to go. Flyers leading by five as they inbounds. You can just feel the intensity here at Little Falls Community High School tonight. Guast to Alex. Back to Zach Guast. Front of the Pioneer bench. Skip past to Wenzel in the corner. Now Kush comes out high. 4:10 to play. 24-19 Little Falls. Back to Wenzel right side. Throws it down low. Wenzel gets it back. Bounces it left side for Zach Guast to Alex. Zach at the right side of the court to Wenzel and Guast. A lot of perimeter passing for Little Falls here. Back to Alex Guast. 3:50 to go. Zach Guast near midcourt to Wenzel. Zach, Alex. Now Wenzel's three. That is off. Schomer up. Stuckmeyer, though, wrestled it away. Brandon up ahead. Here comes Schomer. Sakala right corner for a cutting Stuckmeyer off target. And here comes Zach Guast. Prokot was back. Guast peeled away. 3:25 to go. Flyers set up half court. Alex Guast. 3:20 and counting. 24-19 Flyers. Right side, Travis Wenzel. Goes baseline on Sakala. Fires it out for an Alex Guast three-pointer. It's good. His third of the half. 17 points for Alex Guast. Ryan Stuckmeyer's answering three. No, Ryan hustles after the rebound and has it. Now Prokot resets for Schomer. Under 3 minutes to play. 27-19, Little Falls. Schomer finds Brandon Stuckmeyer curling off for Sakala. Right side in front of a standing coach, Nate Miller. Now to Brandon Stuckmeyer. In for Prokot. Posting up, tipped away. Good post defense by Kush. Wait. Back the other way now, Little Falls. Alex Guast. Guarded by Ryan Stuckmeyer. 2.5 minutes to go. Kush down for Wenzel. Back for Kush. Zach Guast has it. Down in the right corner. This is Alex Guast. 2:15 left. 27-19. Little Falls into Kush in the post. Back out to Zach Guast. He goes out to the wing. Chased by Stuckmeyer. Now Kush turns and faces. Back to Guast. Now Wenzel. To Alex Guast in the corner. 2 minutes to go. Cross the way for Zach Guast. Wenzel, midcourt. Back to Zach. Got it by Sakala. Minute 50. Wenzel has it. Kush facing up against Ryan Stuckmeyer. Off for Gwost. He'll get a good look at three and hit again. 20 first half points for Alex Gwost. 30-19, biggest lead is 11. Now Stuckmeyer finds Prokot. Ryan Stuckmeyer. Dribble drive. Ryan will challenge and score off the window. Good attack by junior Ryan Stuckmeyer. His first bucket. 30-21. 1:20 to go. Now it's Wenzel. Into the post for Kush. Flips it back out for Travis. Travis finds Zach Gwost. Back to Wenzel. Gwost again. 105 to play until half. 30-21. Kush's pass intended for Kush from Wenzel. Now Prokot comes out of the pack. Stops. Whips it for Stuckmeyer. Tipped out. It'll stay with Pierce. Deflected into the scorer's table. With 51 seconds remaining. Here comes Leidenfrost back for Pierce. Riley Check returns for the Flyers. Brandon Stuckmeyer will come out. And I didn't see, I think it was Zach Wass that took a seat for the Flyers. Lob goes back door to Schomer. Almost stolen by Alex Gwost. Schomer for Prokot. Two defenders jump out at him. Jonah fires one up that rattled in and out. 40 seconds to go. Here comes Little Falls. Leading by 9. Front court now for Wenzel. Nate Miller says, pull it out. Let's get the last shot here. It looks like that's the strategy for the Flyers. 25 to go. Riley Check hands it off to Alex Gwost. 20 on the clock. Out to Check at the point again. 15 to play in the half. Now Alex Gwost got a screen. Schomer defending. 10 to play. Near midcourt. Gwost penetrates, drives, lost a dribble. Prokot has it with 6. Schomer with 3. Left hand scores with 1 second, and that's the way the half ends. A steal by Prokot, a layup by Schomer, and the teams leave the court at halftime with Little Falls in front by 7. Flyers 30, Pioneers 23 at halftime.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper to bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Pierce Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student-athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Minnesota State High School League.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, Go Pioneers!
All right, after one half of basketball, it is Little Falls 30, Pierce 23 on the boys' side of the doubleheader. The girls won for Pierce, won the first game, 54-24 over the Flyers. For Little Falls, what a half for Alex Guast. 20 already for Alex Guast. Alex is a senior, 6'4", and he has 4 3-pointers and 4 2-pointers. So he's done two-thirds of the scoring, 20 of the 30. 4 for Luke Cush, 3 for Travis Wenzel, 2 for Ethan Poser, and Sam Gold with 1. Playing but not scoring in the half were Zach Guast, Riley Check, and Patrick Brisk. Little Falls goes 2 of 4 from the free throw line, and Coach Nate Miller used one timeout. He's got 4 left. Foul situation, Sam Gold with 2. Luke Cush picked up 1. Patrick Brisk and Ethan Poser also called for a foul. For the Pioneers, they're 23 points. You got Prokop, Jonah Prokop with 8, Peter Schomer with 7, Michael Leidenfrost with 5, 2 for Ryan Stuckmeyer and Robbie Schaefer with 1. Playing but not scoring were Brandon Stuckmeyer, Zach Trout, and Noah Sakala. Pierce was just 3 for 8 from the free throw line. Coach Call used one timeout. He'll have 2 remaining. Excuse me, 4 remaining. Foul situation, you got Michael Leidenfrost with 2, Zach Trout with 2. Robbie Schaefer picked up 1, as did Jonah Prokot and Noah Sakala. In JV C-Squad action tonight for the boys, it was C-Squad for Pierce winning 41-38. Ian Oberfeld leading the way with 19. Kirby Fisher had 9. Joel Corbu with 6. John Cheney had 4. Gene Skiba with 3. In the C-Squad, it was Pierce winning 56-36. Ben Vertig leading the way with 13. Andy Brill had 9. Andy Wincher, 8. Ryan Stuckmeyer, 8. Noah Sakala, 5. JT Palu had 4. Kyle Welly, 4. Landon Schomer with 3. Zach Jones with 2. So the Pioneer Varsity now coming out of the hallway back into the gym as the halftime shootout continues here. Pioneer wrestlers are at Melrose today. They are so far 3-0 at last report. They beat Fergus Falls 49-30. They beat Sauk Center Melrose 40-39. And they beat Roseau 60-9. They will head to St. Croix Lutheran for a tournament tomorrow morning. They're going right from Melrose to the cities. They'll stay overnight and then wrestle tomorrow morning. Also tomorrow morning, good luck to the Pierce Pizzazz dance team. They go to Wadena Deer Creek for their section tournament. Haven't seen the Flyers come out yet, but when we come back, it'll be the start of the second half. It's Little Falls 30, Pierce 23.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is a family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Amp Fitness, Kurtz Furniture, Kapsner Construction, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, Piers Fire Department, CHI St. Gabriel's, Check Auto Body, Red's Auto, Brandel Motors, Holy Trinity School, Elite Concrete, Federated Co-ops, Design Electronics, Wakefield Pork, Central Minnesota Door, Schomer Insurance, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Shooting Sports, Dale's Farm Repair, Vernick Manufacturing, and Hennigan Insurance. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Piers Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Piers Pioneers.
Hi, I am Bo Winnig.
I am Chloe Scheel.
And I am Whitney Blah.
We are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers.
Are you looking for a school that provides an excellent education where students move into high school as leaders? Holy Trinity in Piers is that school.
At Holy Trinity, your children will learn in an environment filled with faith formation. The small class sizes provide for high levels of academic growth.
Holy Trinity is an affordable with variable tuition available. Register for the next school year beginning in March. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
All right, Pioneers have the ball to start the second half. We are underway, 30-23, Little Falls. Michael Leidenfrost drives left side, challenges blocked out by Guast, and we got a foul coming up. Michael's going to shoot a couple. I don't think it was Alex Guast. I think it was the help defender. No, it is Alex Guast. His first. Team's first. So Leidenfrost, 2 of 2 from the line, 5 first half points. We'll shoot a pair here. And Michael is good on the first. 6 now for Michael Leidenfrost. No, they gave it to Zach Guast, not Alex Guast. One more from Michael Leidenfrost. It is up and it is good. Michael is 4 for 4 from the line. He's also hit a three-pointer, so he has 7. And the lead is down to 5 now, 30-25. Flyers, Wenzel ball in his hands. Back out to Zach Guast. Guast for Alex Guast. Pioneers have gone zone since about 8 minutes into the game. Wenzel's 3, good! Travis Wenzel lights it up. He's got a couple of those tonight, 6 points for Travis. And it's a 33-25 lead. Wenzel now will defend on ball against Schomer. Schomer takes him off the dribble. Throws it down low for Schaefer. Gets inside. Soft little touch and good. Robbie Schaefer from Schomer. First two for Robbie. 33-27. We've played a minute of the half. Right side for Wenzel. Down to the corner. Luke Cush back to Travis. Wenzel guarded by Stuckmeyer. Back out top. Wenzel skips it across the way for Alex Guas. Cush, 15-footer, too hard. Inside, shot up, no. Rebound, Leidenfrost. That was Sam Gold that had the ball off the rebound. Missed. Now Prokot for Leidenfrost. Michael drives, stops, finds a cutting. Stuckmeyer off the glass, didn't go. Well designed, didn't get it to fall. Here comes Alex Guas now behind the back. Gets him to the free throw line. From the corner, Zach Guas, in and out three. Schaefer up above everybody for the rebound. And his outlet comes to Peter Schomer. Schomer off now to Jonah. Jonah trying to take Cush off the dribble. Traveled. Turnover gives it to Little Falls with 16:08 left. 33-27, Little Falls. Zach Guas takes the inbounds from Luke Cush. Flyers in purple, black numbers and letters trimmed in white. Pioneers in their road whites, red letters and numerals trimmed in black. Piers won in Piers earlier this year, 68-64. Guas, three, no, that was Zach. Halfway down and out. Here comes Junior Prokot. Down now for Leidenfrost. Elbow jumper, Schomer comes off. Rebound, Luke Cush. Cush leads the attack the other way. And a over and back call. Backcourt violation on Little Falls gives it away. 15 and a half left. Prokot into Schomer. Piers down six. They've never led. Well, they led 2-0. They scored on the opening tip, but that was it. Flyers then rattled off a string of points. They lob it down low for Prokot on the block for Leidenfrost. Let a Flyer go by. Now inside pass intended from Prokot to Schaefer off target. Zach Guas the other way for Cush in transition. They space it out to Wenzel for a three. He hit it. Wenzel knocks it down. He's got nine. And the lead is nine with 3 minutes gone by. 36-27 Flyers. Schomer crosses midcourt. Left side for Mike Leidenfrost in front of the Pioneer bench now. Prokot gets a screen. Leidenfrost uses it, gets inside, puts it up and in. Leidenfrost, strong move. Nine for Michael. 36-29. Little Falls lead is seven. Gold fires it, or excuse me, Alex Guas fires it off now to Zach Guas, out for Wenzel near the Fab logo. Skip over to the left wing. Into the post for Gold. Tied up by Brandon Stuckmeyer. Held ball arrow to Little Falls. Brandon reached in and just grabbed it. Flyer inbounds coming underneath. We're down to 14:24 to go. Now Ryan Stuckmeyer will be inserted into the game for Brandon Stuckmeyer. 36-29 Flyers with a lead of seven. And the inbounds coming. Out to Zach Guas. Quickly back to Alex. Catches and releases a three. No, Ryan Stuckmeyer's got the rebound. And now it is Schomer coming back the other way. Schomer off to Ryan. Now Michael guarded by Alex Guas. Takes it off the dribble, spins and drives. Ryan's three is up and good. Stuckmeyer buried a three. Ryan with five. And the lead is four, 36-32 with under 14 minutes left. Now Alex Guas guarded by Ryan Stuckmeyer. Finds Wenzel well out on the floor. To Alex on the left wing. Skip pass across. Stolen by Leidenfrost. Michael from the left side. Up and a foul. A hard foul by Wenzel. They're going to call an intentional. Wenzel's called for the intentional. That means Piers will get two in the ball. Referee did not hesitate. He went up and crossed the arms. So the referees will pull the players off the free throw line. And Michael Leidenfrost will shoot two. Joe Call now wants a quick explanation. I think Joe's going to ask, do we get the ball? So he can think about what play design he wants. So Michael will shoot two with everybody else on the other half of the court. Michael has 4 for 4 from the line. 5 for 5. 10 points tonight for Michael Leidenfrost. It's a three-point game. Now Michael for the second. He's got them both. Leidenfrost with 11. And the lead has been cut to 2. It was once an 11-point deficit. In for Little Falls, Riley Check replacing Zach Wass. Pierce does indeed inbounds. And it comes in to Prokot. His leaner is up and good, and this game is tied. The Pioneers have erased an 11-point deficit. Prokot with 10, and it's 36 apiece with 13:25 to go. Here's Check. His left side three is short. Rebound. Schaefer under the glass. Clears it off for Jonah Prokot. And Jonah off now to Peter Schomer. Schomer back for Ryan Stuckmeyer in the corner. Finds Michael Leidenfrost. Now Prokot right side. Three-pointer over Kush. Long. Rebound. Guast. Alex Guast as we go under 13 minutes left. Wenzel catch and shoot. Got it! Wenzel heating up. His third of this half. 39-36 Flyers back by three as Noah Sakulla prepares to check in. Leidenfrost dribbles out high. Sees a lane, lowers the shoulder. Kicks it out to Ryan Stuckmeyer. His floater is no good. Prokot underneath. Jonah trapped on the baseline. Off for Schomer. 3 seconds on Prokot. He got caught in the lane, nowhere to go. Now Sakulla and Trout will come in. Flyers make a change as well. Ethan Poser returns to the lineup, played about 5 or 6 minutes in the half. Michael Leidenfrost will get a breather as Sakulla replaces him. Prokot checks out as Trout replaces him. Alex Guas takes the inbounds. A Wenzel three has Little Falls back up by three after an 11-point lead earlier this half. Wenzel will try again. No, rebound, Zach Trout. Trout up ahead for Schomer, for Ryan Stuckmeyer. Back for Peter. Crossed away. Here's Sakulla deep on Check. Leans in and scores. Noah Sakulla. First two for Noah. 39-38. Little Falls by one. 12 minutes to play. Alex Guast. Off to Riley Check. Pioneers 2-3 zone. Now Wenzel. Back to Guast. Check right side. To the corner. Kush will launch from inside the circle. In and out. Rebound, Robbie Schaefer, and the Pioneers have the ball with a chance to lead. Schomer down for Sakulla with Wenzel defending. Back to Peter out top. Peter in for Trout. Back out for Schomer. Schomer against Alex Guast. 11 and a half minutes. Schomer dribbling out to the point. 5 second count is on. Got it off to Sakulla, and Joe Call saw that the 5 second count was on as well, and Joe uses the timeout. Timeout Pioneers, 11:23 to go, 39-38 Flyers.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel and Pierce supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, Pierce with the ball down a point here. 11:05 to play, second half, 39-38 Little Falls. Peter Schomer directing the traffic against Travis Wenzel. One-on-one, Peter. They clear out for Peter. He takes to the glass, strong, missed. Rebound, Trout. Trout up, rejected out. Schomer's got it, though. Kush elevated and rejected Zach's attempt. In low and deflected out in good interior post defense there by Ethan Poser, denying the entry on the bounce pass intended for Robbie Schaefer. 10:45 left. Schomer, Schaefer, Trout, Sakulla, and Ryan Stuckmeyer. Peter to inbounds. Fires it out for Ryan. Just snared it away from Alex Gwass. Now Schomer quickly out to the point. 10:40 to play. Wenzel defending him. They clear out for Peter. He'll challenge again. Right hand good. Peter's up by one. Schomer took it right to the window. Pioneers have taken a 40-39 lead on a Schomer bucket. 10:25 to play. That is 9 for Peter Schomer. Here's Riley Check. Whistle and a moving screen on the Flyers. We'll turn it over. Nate Miller pleading his cause. And the referee tells him, stay in your coaching box, coach. Oh, wait. We might have a change. I think this is going the other way. The referee, all of a sudden now, he changed the call. And Peter Schomer's asking. They're going to give Ryan Stuckmeyer the foul. So Ryan gets his first, team's first. So Miller was right to argue. Now a loose ball steal by Schomer. Trout has it. And Zach looks for help, and he found it in Peter Schomer. 10-10 to play. Piers by 140-39. Alex Gwass defending. One-on-one dribble drive. Off now to Ryan Stuckmeyer, flexing it out for Sakala. Sakala got by Gwass, leaves it for Trout. And rejected by Kush. Back to Zach. Zach finds Stuckmeyer out at the top for Ryan. 9:50 to play. Piers 40, Little Falls 39. Peter wants an ISO again, this time against Riley Check. Now Peter steps back, starts his dribble. 9:35 to play in regulation. Schomer is fouled by Check. Shoulder contact there. Riley Check gets his first, third Little Falls foul of the half. Check is coming out. And Austin New will come in. New makes his first appearance. 9.5 minutes to go. Piers 40, Little Falls 39 at Little Falls tonight. Schomer one-on-one with Wenzel. Dribble to the wing. Off for a Ryan Stuckmeyer three. No. Rebound tipped out. Sakala and Trout get to it first. Trout fouled by New. Pioneers starting to win the loose ball battles. Austin New picks up his first. Fourth Little Falls foul of the half. 9:16 to play. Timeout Flyers. Coach Miller will use a full timeout. 40-39 in favor of the Pioneers. Midway through the second half.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Coors Light, Piers Co-op, Rainstorm, Johnny C's, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Frisabilla, Piers Veterinary Clinic, DR Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Neutral, Piers Ballroom, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Piers Eye Care, Remax, Dave Fisher, Design Electronics, Gertz Concrete, Patrick's Bar, Bootlegger's Bar, Select Therapy, Lloydal Lumber, Farmers and Merchants, WPE Electric, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
All right, timeout is over. Pioneers have the ball. Noah Sakala, Peter Schomer, Jonah Prokot has checked in. Robbie Schaefer and Ryan Stuckmeyer on the court. Alex Gwass, Travis Wenzel, Luke Kush, Austin New, and Ethan Poser out there for Little Falls. They clear out for Schomer again, trying to take Wenzel off the dribble. Finds Sakala. Sakala drives strong inside. Kush rejects. Alex Gwass with Wenzel ahead. Threads a needle pass through but missed the layup. Schaefer rebound. 9 minutes to play. Prokot ahead for Noah. Noah back to Jonah. Off for Ryan Stuckmeyer. Down to the corner near side for Noah Sakala. Now back out to Peter Schomer. Schomer dribbles inside, lays it up and scores. Schomer with 11, and it's a 42-39 Pioneer lead of three. Wenzel back for Alex Gwast. 8.5 minutes to go in regulation. Alex Gwast at the point. New to tie. Yes, Austin New ties it at 42 with a left side three. Now Schomer brings it back. 42 all with 8:15 to play. Schomer, the other eight players are all down below the free throw line. Schomer elevates, missed. And here comes Alex Quast. And again, a lead pass ahead. Pioneers don't get back, but a missed layup by New this time. And the rebound cleared by Prokot. For Ryan Stuckmeyer, three. He is fouled on the shot. Ryan will shoot three. Austin New gets his second. And Ryan Stuckmeyer was going to shoot three shots. It's the fifth Little Falls foul of the half. First is short for Ryan. Ryan's got 5 points tonight. That was his first free throw. He's got two left. 42 apiece, 7:53 to play. Each coach has three timeouts left. Second for Ryan is good. Ryan was six. Makes it a 43-42 game. And now Leidenfrost replaces Sakulla. And now Ryan Stuckmeyer will shoot his third free throw attempt. One of three. Rebound Alex Guast. So, it's a one-point lead with 7:45 to play. Here's Wenzel, about 8 feet behind the right side. Now he steps up, fires over Ryan. That one is no good. Battle for the rebound, won by Luke Cush. Cush to Alex Guast over Schaefer. No, rebound Michael Leidenfrost. Here comes Michael with a full head of steam. Down into the corner, left side, out for Schomer. Uncontested, three, he hit it! Schomer for three! 14 for Schomer, and it's a 46-42 Piers lead. Out top for Alex Guast, back out to the wing. This is Austin New for Guast again. Left side, Wenzel, high post. Now for a three, in and out. Schaefer battles, loose on the floor, bodies on the floor, Cush alive. Cush has it rejected, but a foul. They're going to get Schaefer, I believe. Boy, they're going hard at it. And I think we might have had a T just called. The second referee came in and made another whistle. Yeah, we got a technical. They gave Prokot the initial foul. And with 6:52, they got Schaefer for a technical. So this is going to be four free throws and the ball. Cush got the first. This could be a big swing here. That free throw makes it 46-43. These are the shooting fouls on the Prokot foul. He goes one of two. Now we'll see who Coach Miller wants to shoot the technicals. It'll be Alex Guast. So these are the technicals now. In and out. Alex with 20 first half points has not scored in the second half. We're down to 6 minutes, 52 seconds left. Little Falls will have the ball as that one is no good as well. So they go one of four. A missed opportunity from the line for Little Falls. Trout is in. Schaefer out. Little Falls substitutes as well with Zach Guast replacing Ethan Poser. Little Falls inbound. 6:50 to play. A three-point game. Piers by three after trailing by 11 earlier. They've led by as many as four. Skip pass off for Zach Guast. Guast works his way back out front for Alex. 6:35 to play. Into the post for Cush. Back out Wenzel. Baseline runner is up and off. Rebound Prokot. Pioneers hold the Flyers to one shot. Schomer now for Ryan Stuckmeyer. Three-pointer. It's good for Ryan Stuckmeyer. His biggest game as a Pioneer. 9 for the junior Ryan Stuckmeyer. And it's a 6-point lead, 49-43. Wenzel now coming up on the 6-minute mark. Schomer defending. Zach Guast for Alex Guast. Back for Zach. From about 23 feet out, he hit it. First points of the night for Zach Guast and a timeout. Coach Miller takes a timeout with 5:55 left. A short timeout. It's 49-46, Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Derek Bakke from the 8th grade Pioneer basketball team. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congrats to our Excel winners, Ellie Fisher and Landon Schomer. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce Athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Peter Schomer brings it up court. We're down to 5 minutes, 50 seconds left to play in the ball game. Piers leading Little Falls 49-46. Schomer against Wenzel. Off to Ryan Stuckmeyer for Leidenfrost now. Back for Peter. Peter working on Austin New. Still with his dribble going. Now picked it up. Somebody better help him out into Trout. Zach finds Leidenfrost open and scoring! Leidenfrost from Trout. 13 for Michael. 51-46, Alex Guast, 5:20 left. Now Travis Wenzel, back out to Zach Guast. He hit from that spot just moments ago before the timeout. Guast for Alex Wenzel. Prokoc closes out on him. Little Falls has made 5 3-pointers and a free throw, 16 points. They've not made a two-pointer yet. Wenzel will try for three. It's in and out. Rebound Leidenfrost and stolen away and Guast missed a bunny. And now a foul. Which way is this going to go? Guast and Leidenfrost. And it's on Guast. Sixth team foul. First personal on Alex. Sakala for Ryan Stuckmeyer. Piers 51. Little Falls 46. 4:50 to play in regulation at Little Falls. Here's Peter. Goes back door, Prokot leans in, Cush contacted and blocks another one. Back the other way is Alex Guast for Wenzel. 4:33 to play. Wenzel bounce pass to Cush, rotates it around for Alex. For Zach, down in the corner, News 3 way off target. Wenzel puts it right back up, missed it right to Trout. Trout is, oh, they called up. Oh my goodness, how do you get a jump ball out of that? And now we get a substitute in, Riley Check. Arrowed appears, but boy, that's a quick whistle. Piers will keep possession, 4:18 and counting, a 51-46 lead. They clear out Schomer against Wenzel. Peter takes him off the dribble, off to Prokot. Prokot uses a couple of ball fakes, but doesn't get a shot away. Now for Leidenfrost, back for Jonah, posting up. Leaning in, missed it. Trout saves it for Sakala in the corner. Noah back for Prokot. 3:55 to play. Back out to Peter Schomer. Schomer with Wenzel defending. Peter still with his dribble. Pulls up, 15-footer. He got another one. Schomer with 16. And the lead is 7, 53-46. 3.5 minutes to go. High post Cush. Wenzel now left side. To the right side. Alex Guas for Cush. Underneath for Riley Check. Threw it away. Lost it. Prokot has it on a steal. Piers ball with 3:15 left to play in the ball game. Schomer. Again, they send everybody down to the baseline, leaving only Wenzel and Schomer out high. Peter kicks it out to Sakala. Now down into the corner for Jonah. With Guas defending, Jonah trying to back his way down, spins, goes up, scores, and is fouled. Jonah Prokot made that play by himself. Count the basket and the foul. Prokot with a dozen. The foul's on Alex Guas, his second. Jonah took it from the corner and just kept wearing him down. In and out. Rebound Flyers, then Leidenfrost knocked it loose, but it's picked up by Luke Cush. On the other end, we'll have a shooting foul for Little Falls, stopping the clock with 2:51 left. Foul on Leidenfrost. Michael's got three. That's only the fourth Piers foul of the half. Shooting is Luke Cush. 5 points tonight for Luke. 55-46, Piers by 9. Free throw, good. Now Cush for the second. That makes it an 8-point game. Up, and that one is around and rolled out. Sakala for the board. Piers by 8, 2:45 to go. Flyers come up with a trap. And Sakala's got it right side. Skips it across for Schomer. Down low, tipped out. Tended for Trout. It'll stay with Piers. 2:37 left. Flyers have two timeouts left. Piers three. Next held ball belongs to Little Falls. Baseline right pass in. Comes into Noah Sakala. Sakala works his way out front against Riley Check. Picked up his dribble. Got it off to Peter. Schomer. Guarded by Travis Wenzel. 2:25 left. Got a Prokot screen. Whistle. They're going to call a moving screen on Jonah. Jonah stuck the hip out. And the referee called him on it. Three on Jonah. Five Pioneer fouls. And that's a turnover in the books. 2:23 to go. Little Falls down 8 with possession. High intensity tonight. It was a 4-point win for Piers at home back in December. Flyers led by 11 early in the second half. Piers is now up 8. Coming up on the 2-minute mark. Zach Guast for Alex Guast. For Wenzel, a 3 is up. It's off. It's tipped. It's out of bounds. There's a foul called underneath. This is going to go on Piers. With exactly 2 minutes left, Sakala called for a foul. Noah gets his second. Team foul number 6. Joe Call getting an explanation from the back official. And now the inbounds will come from underneath for the Flyers. Alex Guast to the corner for Wenzel over Prokot. He spins it out and Trout cradles the rebound. Gets it off to Schomer. That was halfway down, if not more, and came out. Here is Schomer. Off for Prokot. Jonas 3 off. Rebound. Leidenfrost had it. Cush elevated above him. Here's Luke. Going end to end. Missed it. Rebound. Schomer. Schomer pulls it away with a minute 35 to go. Schomer off now to Prokot. Prokot guarded by Wenzel. Here comes a trap from behind, and Joe Call saw that coming. If Jonah didn't, and Joe gets a timeout. With a minute 28 to go, Pioneers will have the ball and an 8-point lead.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Here's your game reset from Little Falls. It's Piers 55, Little Falls 47, 1:28 to play in the second half. Piers leading by 8 with the ball. Each team 2 timeouts left. Next held ball, Little Falls possession. Each team is in the free throw bonus. Prokot to inbounds, goes to Schomer backcourt. 1:25 clock running. Still in the backcourt. Now finds Leidenfrost coming to the ball. Michael. They'll want the ball in Schomer's hands as much as possible. Leidenfrost to Trout, and they're going to foul Zach quickly. They got it to Trout, and the Flyers jumped on the chance to send Zach Trout to the line. Luke Cush will get the foul. His second. 18 foul. Zach Trout. One and one for Zach. Brandon Stuckmeyer will be coming in for Trout. 1:12 left. Zach missed it. Rebound, Little Falls, Luke Cush. Here come the Flyers. 68 seconds left. Alex Guas drives. Leaner is no. Rebound, Trout muscled it away for Sakala. Quickly into the hands of Schomer with under a minute to go. Schomer on the sideline, still with his dribble, still going. Now fires it out for Prokot. And with 49 seconds left, we get a flyer foul. Wenzel picks up his second. 9 team fouls, and it'll be double bonus the rest of the night. Stuckmeyer for Trout. Brandon in. 1-1 for Jonah Prokot with 49 seconds left. Jonah's got 12 points tonight. Bonus is no good. Rebound, whistle, foul, and this is going to go on Mike Leidenfrost. 4 on Michael, and Little Falls will shoot bonus free throws on their end. So down to the other end will go Alex Guas, who has been blanked in the second half after scoring 20 in the first half. 1-1 with 48.7 seconds left. Up and no rebound, Leidenfrost. Now Pierce gets it to Schomer, and Pierce gets a timeout. 44 seconds left. Joe Call is down to one timeout left. But the Pioneers are 44 seconds away from a win.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
Now that the hustle and bustle of Christmas is over, stop in to Design Electronics and treat yourself to that new Verizon device you've been wanting. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in and visit us and let us get you all set up with that new phone, tablet, or watch that you need. We'll make sure that you get what you want, and we do what we can to make sure that you're set up and happy when you leave. We will help with transferring content and make sure you have all the accessories to keep your phone protected. For the best customer experience, visit us today at Design Electronics and get your new Verizon device today.
All right, Pioneers get the ball into the hands of Peter Schomer, who the Flyers now running out of options to foul. And Peter will shoot double bonus. Exactly the guy they want at the line. The first is good. Schomer knocked it down. One more for the senior. Got them both. Schomer. And now Trout will come into the ball game. 18 for Peter Schomer tonight. 31 seconds left. A 10-point lead. 57-47. Front court Guast. Zach back to Alex. Valuable seconds ticking off here. Long three, short, long rebound. Guast. Alex near midcourt with 17. Back out for Zach Guast with 12. Long three off, rebound, Leidenfrost, and that should do it. Michael fouled with 8 seconds left. And the Pioneers, who once trailed by 11, lead by 10 with only 8 seconds left, and Michael's going to shoot. 2 shots, double bonus. He is 6 for 6 tonight. 10-point lead, 8 seconds left. Up and no good. Crawled off. One more for Michael. Flyers had a 30-23 halftime lead. Up and good. Michael sinks 1 of 2. Pioneers by 11. Final seconds coming up. Guast will put up a 3 or 2. It'll count. And the Pioneers will hold it. And that's the horn. And the Pioneers win in comeback fashion. Final, Pierce 58, Little Falls 49.
Hey everyone, Jason Sadlowski here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. All of us at the Co-op hope you had a joyous holiday season with your loved ones at home. As we start this new year of 2020, let our locations help you through this last stretch of winter. We carry shovels, ice melts, gloves, snowblowers of all sizes, and so much more. We hope to serve you all the way from the big farmer to the simple households. Sunrise Repair is looking for a part-time small engine mechanic, and we are also looking for more new additional milk patrons to join our co-op. Please give us a call on either one if interested. Remember, we have lots of things to offer for all, so please call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Piers.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine. Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
Well, it is a big come-from-behind win for the Piers Pioneers tonight, their 13th win, as they come back after an 11-point deficit at one point to win by 9, 58-49 over Little Falls and sweep the season series over the Flyers. For Little Falls, Alex Quast ends with 22 to lead all scorers tonight. 20 of those came in the first half. 12 for Travis Wenzel, all from behind the arc. 6 points for Luke Cush, 3 apiece for Austin New and Zach Wast. 2 for Ethan Poser and Sam Gold with 1. Little Falls 4 of 11 from the free throw line. And the record now 6-9 for Coach Miller's squad. And their next game will be Tuesday at Recori. Little Falls gets 18 from Peter Schomer, 14 from Michael Leidenfrost, a dozen from Jonah Procott. Big game from Ryan Stuckmeyer off the bench with 9. Robbie Schaefer with 3, Noah Sakala with 2. Piers goes 11 of 22 from the free throw line tonight. It was 30-23 Flyers. Piers took their first lead at 40-39. And they win tonight 58-49, 13-4 now for the Pioneers. And they will be back in action home to Foley on Tuesday night. So the girls win by 30, 54-24. The boys win by 9, 58-49. A very successful road trip for the Pioneer basketball programs tonight. As Joe Call, hey, Joe, here you go. Let's, wasn't sure if you could find me up here. Joe, big win tonight here. Came down much like the game over there, fell behind and just took a while to get going, but once you kind of went zone, helped out, got the lead, and really kind of let Peter Schomer dictate what was going to happen in this game.
No doubt. You know, we started out there, and I wanted to try to get inside the guys' heads a little bit before we came out here. I wanted to throw the word playoff in their head. I wanted to throw the crowd inside their head. I wanted to challenge these guys and see how they responded. And we came out with jitters right away. We were passing the ball to nobody. We were throwing it around. And, you know, we went into halftime. We talked about that. And I told him straight up, I kind of planned this because every one of our games from here on out is going to be a playoff-type atmosphere, because if we want to finish in the section where we want to, we're going to have to win a lot of games here. And to kind of get those playoff jitters out of the way right now, you know, and that's what I just wanted to kind of get in their heads a little bit, kind of make them think about what's going on and recognize the atmosphere. And then we went in at halftime, and we just talked about how we need to be in control of ourselves. And I kind of told them all the stuff I just told you. And being able to slow things down mentally, but yet still play fast. And, you know, a big part of this win tonight, like you said, was switching over to zone. And it just sometimes just takes the team out of their funk. You know, they were catching a rhythm, they were shooting, then all of a sudden zone, they're moving the ball around a little more, they're standing a little more, and then all of a sudden, okay, I'm wide open, I got to take this shot, rather than catch, shoot. So a big, you know, tip of the heck hat to the guys to come out and adjust and play zone and do a good job offensively, being under control at the basketball. Tail two halves, I guess.
One player that it didn't seem affected him, the atmosphere or anything, that was a young man off the bench that maybe had, I would guess, his best game as a Pioneer for you. That was Ryan Stuckmeyer tonight.
Yeah. You know, when we get in these situations where we're not scoring, we know a guy there's on the bench that can score for us, and that's Ryan. He came out. Every time he touches the ball, I think everybody in here is saying shoot, and he knows that. But, yeah, to come out and knock down some threes for us, he got in the lane a couple times, put up some nice little floaters. And then going back to your first question, Peter Schomer, you know, I remember last year we came over here for the first game of the year, and he just lit it up. There's something about this gym that he likes, and, yeah, it was fun to watch him getting after it and getting to the hoop and pulling up and shooting. He's a special player, that's for sure. He's been in this situation before. You know, it just doesn't faze him. He gets after it. He's a competitor, and he wants to win.
I thought a key moment came as well when it was midway through the second half and the game was still 3-4 points, and they came down. Kush got fouled in the act of shooting. Robbie got a tee. They were going to get the ball. I mean, you're looking at a potential 7-point possession there if things go right for Little Falls, and that changes everything. I think they got 2 points out of that.
Yeah, I think they only knocked down, two free throws. Yeah, you know, we addressed that in the locker room. We can't have that happen. You know, it's just something we got to learn from because, like I said, you know, you don't want it to happen, but I'd rather have it happen in this game than a big playoff game. You know, we just got to learn from it, move on, and, yeah, credit to the guys. We came out and played a lot better second half.
Michael Leidenfrost played with a lot of positive energy. Not that he never, you know, he doesn't do that normally, but he was just so aggressive. And tonight, even when if it didn't go, he was still attacking, drawing fouls, shot excellent work from the free throw line tonight. And Michael was that second option tonight, if not him, Jonah.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, early on in the year, Mike was getting to the hoop. He was just having a difficult time finishing. Now he's confident going to the rim and driving in the middle of the paint, and that's what we need. It's great to see guys make strides in the right direction as the season goes along. And, yeah, somebody mentioned to me the other day, you know, so-and-so is stepping up, and I said, you know what, the entire team is starting to step up, and it's nice to see that.
Coach, I know it's a long bus ride back home. I'll let you get home. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thanks for being here, Rick. Appreciate it.
Head coach Joe Call, Pioneers rally. They were down 11 at one point. They win by 9. 58-49 is the final as we prepare to leave town here. It was an 18-point game for Peter Schomer, 14 Michael Leidenfrost, Jonah Prokot 12, 9 for Ryan Stuckmeyer, Robbie Schaefer with 3, Noah Sakala with 2. Very good win for the Pioneers. Their 13th of the season, 13-4. Flyers now 6-9. Both teams play again on Tuesday night as the Pioneers will get Foley next up on the docket while Little Falls will go to Ricori. That's it for tonight. A doubleheader sweep. Girls win by 30. Boys win by 9. Have a great weekend, and we will. I forgot to ask Joe his Super Bowl pick, but who knows? I'm going to say he's going to pick Niners. I'm picking Niners too. We'll see. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. 58-49 is the boys' final here tonight. Little Falls and Piers, good atmosphere tonight. Thanks, everybody, for listening on You Are There Sports.